Hello and welcome to the Carson Anderson program. Anderson is back. Hello, Anderson.
Hello, Karsh.
How are you?
I'm doing very well.
That's good. You spent yesterday on the golf course in the Rocket Classic Media Day outing, which is part of something you do annually, which I hope isn't totally 100% diggity done, but did you come away with any hope that there's might be a new sponsor found or anything, or is that
The term never say never was thrown out there a couple times. I think they're sad that this is it's the way it's happening, but I think they also understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's too bad. I wonder if anything changes, because they've made changes to the golf course I assume it's to appease the PGA. And they had a video with some of the players talking about the changes that are being made, and because they've been updated with pictures and videos and stuff. And you know, Ricky Fowler is obviously he's like one of the spokespeople with this tournament because of his close ties with Rocket. And the golfers that were on the camera and talking about it, they all said the right things. Well, we like the changes they're making. It's adding more character to the course, and we got to play the South Course, which is not the course where the tournament is going to be held on. Typically in years past, we play the exact course that the pros will play. But because it's still under construction, it's been under construction for 11 months, we weren't able to get on there. But you could see once you got to, when we were finishing up, it was a shotgun start, so we started on 5. But you could see some of the changes. And one of the holes, it's remember the 313 area, right, where you have the par 5. If any golfer gets an eagle on the par 5, a hole in one, and then a birdie on the par 4 in the 3 consecutive holes, there's a lot of money donated to charity, and somebody can also wins a big prize if they do it. But regardless, there's tons of money donated for every eagle, every hole in one, or every birdie on those three holes. And what centers those three holes is this little pond. And the pond is no longer there. They filled it in. And it's a different kind of grass. It's in there now. So it's startling to see, actually. Like, whoa, like that's different. But also there was a massive difference between the course we played was great, in great shape. But then you looked over at the championship course and how that's going to look. And I've never seen it look better.
Really?
Like it really, it's startling how different it looks compared to the course we played on. And we played on a nice course.
I mean, at the core of this, I guess I'm slightly pissed at the PGA Tour pros. I feel like not enough of them decided to come here and support this event. And, you know, look, we're not an exotic locale. Got it. But an opportunity to expand the game and expose it to people inside the city of Detroit proper is a cool thing. And I just... Had there been greater, bigger names, there would have been better attendance. And every year when we saw a name we recognized commit, you and I would get, hey, oh, cool. Yeah. And we'd applaud it. And Golf Guy would text our show and tell us,
in the top 10.
Yeah, he's rated 31st in the world. Who cares? And I'm like, okay, got it. Yeah. But.
And it is a shame. It's a shame. You know, it was a tournament that you weren't going to see Rory McIlroy, you know. But when it started, you did see some guys. I mean, albeit it would be like one or two of the top guys. Like Dustin Johnson played 1 year. Bryson DeChambeau won it 1 year.
You'd have to go back and look. Mickelson. Somebody could look up and come up with like the best field they ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And why didn't it build from there?
Well, COVID hit, which was
COVID
big,
hit, and then the signature events. Liv sucked a bunch of guys.
Well,
all the
Liv
more
came
reason
first,
why
and then they came Liv up with the signature
sucks,
events.
Okay, yeah. Everything about Liv sucked. It just sucked. As a casual golf fan, hated Liv. But Liv didn't help. Then they deemed the signature events. Detroit didn't get that status.
Right, which that killed them. And then the placement on the schedule didn't do them any favors.
You know, and I sit here and you go to that thing yesterday, and I love that they're never say never, but it's probably not happening.
No, it's probably not, unless things change. I mean, Like you say, never say never. You can come up with somebody else might want to sponsor, or they get a corporate sponsorship from somewhere else. Maybe it's, you know, General Motors or Ford Motor Company, or somebody else can step up and do this. But I mean, you're going to have to, there's so much money involved to make it one of those signature events, or to get the this idea of tier one and tier two that the PGA Tour is considering. It's such a haves and have nots scenario that, like, who in the right mind wants to go and pay top dollar to go see tier two?
It deems this some tournaments like minor league events.
Yeah, it really does. I think it's so stupid.
You know why they're doing this? It's because they're all responding to LIV.
Right, but LIV's done. Like, you don't, I mean, this is so, it's so aggravating because, but this new system they're going to come up with, like, I don't know if it starts next year or not. It's beyond dumb. And I don't know why you went to the world of beyond dumb when you could just simply, you know, try to tweak what you have. This is a major change, and it's going to turn people off from going to these other events. Like, you know, it's great to watch these events and you see thousands of people gathered at the 18th green waiting for the finisher to come in. And hey, are we going to get a playoff? Let's get a play. Everybody wants a playoff. And then you're going to have these tier two events where there's going to be dozens waiting at the 18th hole to see guys finish. It's not the same. It's going to be awful. But hey, look, there's still plenty of, there's like, what, 6 weeks until this tournament? I think this comes up at the end of July into early August. And so there's still like five, six weeks to where people will say, hey, I'm going to play. And I know last year, even up to like the a few days before, you had people committing late and late. So yesterday they got a commitment from Wyndham Clark. I guess it was a commitment earlier from Siwoo Kim and some others. And
Wyndham Clark.
Xander Schauffele is going to play.
We were planning on talking about Wyndham Clark and Wyndham Clark yesterday already because of what he did at the Canadian Open. You saw that?
Yes.
With the USA hockey jersey. It was freaking awesome. He put on a Jack Hughes jersey and teed off at the Canadian Open. It got booed and then rolled it within 5 feet and birdied the hole and waved at the crowd as he got booed off the green. It was kind of a good, fun trolling kind of deal. And
that was hated all Sunday.
Yes, but whatever. This guy is, you know, coming to Detroit adds a little bit to the personality. And it just feels like it's all for naught, though. It feels like every time they got a big name in the past, I was looking for this event to get better footing. And we needed everything to go right. We needed the big names to commit. We needed a better spot on the calendar. Probably needed that signature event status and got really none of it. And I guess we shouldn't be stunned that in the end it goes away.
Now, but I wonder if they've got stuff on a pull, you know, something pulled up under their sleeve there where it's because it's the grand finale of the event, will they somehow try to make it more appealing to some of the bigger names in golf or really appeal to them? And say, because you can't pay them off. I mean, that's illegal. You can't do that to get them to come. But there are ways around that, you know, to donate money to different charities and stuff. What? But I don't know. I would love to see if they were able to get a couple of the monster names. Like if you got Scottie Scheffler or Rory McIlroy to show up. I know it's a dream, but it's something that would really transform the event. And it would be either a nice way to go out or something that pumps life back into the idea that let's keep this event going. And let's see how the course, I mean, the way the course was looking, like I said, I've never seen it look like that. It looks fantastic. I wonder if that makes a difference to the players on tour. Those guys are there like, oh my God, they really stepped it up.
But it's not too late, huh?
They say never. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm ready to play.
How'd you play?
Well, I played quite well yesterday.
Did you? Attaboy. Was it play your own ball or was it a scramble?
It was play your own ball.
And who'd you play with? He brought a scorecard in.
Played with Evan and Rieger.
Yeah.
And Jason.
You brought your scorecard in?
It was that good. And Jason Colthrop from Channel 4.
Did you bring in your mock draft too?
I did not.
Doug, what are you reading right now?
He's reading the scores.
If this is true, this is your best round of your life by far.
Yes.
I'll go check the veracity of what he just showed me.
I will also say this though. It played to a par 68.
Okay.
So there were only two par fives, right. But there were six par threes and 10 par fours.
We have somebody to play with you. I'll check the veracity of this. Okay.
Well, it's his handwriting, so that should help you out.
Carson Anderson, 91. Nice M1.